Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to NTA Live on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. We will now rejoin the services at the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference with the International Ambassador. Let's go.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to
you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
We praise you,
Jesus.
We
reverence
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Thank you for your deliverance in the atmosphere. Thank you for releasing your deliverance power. Thank you. Thank you for releasing faith on the line this morning. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's power in your name, Jesus. There's power in your name. Jesus, let us walk out and say that we have the mind of Christ. And let us walk what we're saying, oh God. Cause your people to walk as living epistles. Oh God, that we will show forth the praises of your glory. And God, you know, whatever released in the atmosphere, oh God, you would want over your word to perform it. And your word shall not return to us void. If we say we heal, God, you said we are healed. God, you're the healer of all things. And we give you glory. We give you glory.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Worthy, you, worthy.
Good morning.
Oh, God, worthy to be praised. But I just want to remind you that tonight is Thursday night. We have the youth prayer line at 7 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, unless they change it, I don't know if Ambassador Hagen is on the line. Are we going on at 9 o'clock tonight, or is it 10 o'clock? Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, sir. We'll be back. We'll resume our regular scheduling tonight. Thank you.
At 9 o'clock tonight, all right, is the block line where we're giving God a billion praises. You got to be a part of this. People coming from all over the world now.
Yeah.
This, we've got over 90 million, but yet many times they're on silent. But we press one when you come on the line if you want to praise God out loud with us. Amen, all of you. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight is 7. Amen. With Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God for Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, who did it on Tuesday, did a wonderful bumper job. Amen. We'll resume again, and we'll talk about these games. You need to hear your child, your granddaughter, your grandson, your niece, your nephew needs to know what's happening with these games, so they won't get mixed up with these games and be initiated into this gang warfare stuff. And then they need to know about these colors. They need to know about the blues and know about the reds and the bloods and the crips. And they need to know how they initiate people into these gangs. Because you might be experiencing something right now and don't even know it. Just by the colors, you ought to be able to tell. But come on the line and get some wisdom about these gangs. Amen. On the youth front line. Amen. All right, and we're pushing that, the youth prayer line, because it's helping so many young people. Amen. Helping so many young people. So let's get them on the line tonight, 7 o'clock. Come on there. Bring your granddaughter, grandson. Get them on there. They need to know these things. And then you need to know a lot of these things, that the information is coming out on the youth prayer line of what's going on. All right? Now for the blog line. Go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Bernard. This is Sister Mays from 334. I just wanted to get in to give a praise report from yesterday on my nephew, Fonte Page. His mother was on, but she had to go to work. We're having such a Holy Ghost time. So may I give it to you, please?
You may. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, he went to court yesterday, and, you know, he was looking at life. But God favored him in the courtroom. He is 19 years old. And for his plea, they gave him a 2-year max at a juvenile facility.
Thank you.
And I just thank God. I just thank God for all of you praying and for that anointed prayer, powerful prayer that Ambassador Stern did yesterday, and all of you, Chief Ambassador Bernard, I just thank you. I thank you for this prayer line. God moved in that courtroom. So
God bless you. Anybody who can't see that he came from life 2 years.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Somebody,
thank you, Jesus.
Somebody need to give him a praise for that. Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. We thank you.
Thank you. He didn't even have to have a trial. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. My God.
Glory to God.
You.
Yes, Lord.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, my
thank
God.
Thank you. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh, it was a reason why you needed to pray yesterday, even though you needed the deliverance. You were feeling not well. But God knows he used you. Amen.
Yes.
You could tell your people at the church what happened. Amen. While you were praying, God delivered that young man and used your prayer. Amen.
Ambassador Johnson, with your permission.
Took him from life 2 years. Go ahead, Ambassador Stern.
With your permission, I would like to write to that young man. I would like to get his address, and I would like to and give him
the word. Give your phone number to her. Amen.
Okay, my phone number is 334-407.
Wait a minute, let her get a pen.
Okay, all right, sorry.
And I got
tell us when you're ready, Ambassador Stern.
I keep pencil and paper right by my side. 334.
Okay, 407-2772.
2772.
Yes,
the Lord told me I should write to him and encourage him. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. I write to the prisoners. Amen. As the Lord give it to me. Just, I have letters that young men write to me for words of encouragement, and I definitely would like to continue. Amen. My prison, I've not seen many of them, but I send words of encouragement. I write to them and just let them know that God will see them through. They need that while they're going through. Praise the Lord.
Let me also,
praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yeah. And the Lord just dropped something in my spirit for Mother Johnson's grandson. I want y'all to bring your pencils and pens to the line tomorrow. Amen.
Yes.
He's coming up a road in September. I'm getting ready to write a letter, and I'm going to give you an address to write to. And you don't know him, many of you don't, but you can write him from the address. I'll give you the approach tomorrow, but you can write aspects of encouraging him and know that he has come from good stock. That's the approach. His grandmother, and he even mentioned my name in there. And let's take that approach on tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to bring his address to the line. God's going to do something spectacular. He wouldn't have put it on my heart if he wasn't going to do something for him. Amen. Mother Johnson, God put him on my heart. He wouldn't have put it on my heart if he wasn't going to do something. So thank you, Sister Mays and Dr. Stern. And
thank
Dr.
You.
Stern. Amen.
Yes.
And pricked it in my heart. All right. And we're praising God.
And I just want to say that it's a lot of things that the Spirit speak to First Fruit Prayer Line as we minister over the prayer line. Amen. Praise the Lord, because it's a ministry, and we do more than just pray. We do action. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for that. I would love to write to Mother Johnson's grandson as well. And I know tomorrow you'll give instructions, but there are things you can do and cannot do. They don't want you to do anything but write. No stickers, no nothing, because they won't even give it to them. You just got to write the letter, put the name on there, and that's it. Amen. Praise the Lord. They won't give it to them if you're trying to send something else, and don't be trying
Amen.
To say nothing but what the Lord
yes,
say.
That's it.
Amen.
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 That's it.
That's right.
I think the Holy Ghost is leading me on tomorrow. I'm gonna give you the address to the parole board, and I want you
Amen.
To
Amen.
At the parole board tomorrow. That's who I want y'all to write to. I'll bring it tomorrow. May the Lord bless you. I'm out of time here today. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. And remember that no matter what you're going through, God said it's going to be all right. I got a feeling it's going to be all right. God bless you. It's going to be all right. May something wonderful happen to you this day.
Yes.
Prayed over my own life and over Lady Betty, Ambassador Betty Johnson's life. May something wonderful happen to her this day and to all of us this day. Everybody,
yes.
Mother Johnson, I'm asking that over your life. May something wonderful happen to you today. And ask it over your own life, everybody. May something wonderful happen to you today. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 and the blog line at 9 p.m. Blog line number is 646-595-2035. Just call that number and you'll be connected to us tonight at 9 o'clock. 646-595-2035. You'll be connected to us tonight. Help us give God a billion praises with at least a million people coming and helping us on the front line out of that 90 million. Oh, thank God. He's doing something marvelous. And it's marvelous in our eyes. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank
Keep
you.
On thanking the Lord.
You
got the
Thank
faith.
You,
He's got the power. God bless you.
Yes. Dr. Johnson.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, if you don't mind, may I ask on the prayer line that the saints keep our leader, our chief ambassador, lifted? He told us last night in Bible study that he lost his, one of his best friends, so we just want to keep him lifted in prayer.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sistina. I appreciate it. God bless all of you. Amen.
Bless
I did lose
Lord.
One of my best friends last night. They called me and said he had died, David Savage from Memphis. Amen. He used to be my administrative assistant with the orchestra. I was over the orchestra for the Church of God in Christ for about 22 years. And they didn't take me down. I resigned. Amen. I had other things that the Lord was leading me to do, like this worldwide prayer line and worldwide this and worldwide that. So, but David Savage, I've been telling y'all about this hospice thing. Yeah, they put him in hospice. I won't say who. I just say they put him in hospice. He started pulling the needles out of his arms and tried to keep the needles out of his arm because he was, evidently he knew about hospice. They are designed to take you out of here. That's a major goal. They think about it. They think about how they can get you out of here quick. And they have a disguise as having mercy on you. Yeah. But they're designed to take you out of here. Anybody give you morphine like that, overdoses of morphine in your veins, that shuts down every organ in your body.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll talk about it more tomorrow. Amen. But they put him in. Amen. My. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
But God bless you, sir. He knows all about it. You might be broke. You might be in distress. You might have your friends to turn their back against you. You might have to raise your child up by yourself, but don't worry. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Come on, lift your voices and come back to Lord and say, it's going to be all right.
because they don't know how to send some financial chunks to some people this day. Ask me properly. According to the Word of God, Jesus, you said, if I ask you anything in your name, according to John 14,
thank you, Lord.
God, you said you would do it.
Yes, you
did. Father may be glorified.
Yes,
and I'm asking you in your name, Jesus. John 14:13. Yeah. I'm asking you in your name.
Hallelujah.
And I want to read it. I want to read it, Lord, to the people during my prayer. John 14:13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name,
yes,
that
Lord.
Will I do,
yes,
that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In 14:14, you repeated it again. You said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I do it. Father, you said, I thank you for the Word of God. I ask in your name, bless these folks. Who have remained, that you would send a financial chunk down to be a special blessing to them.
Yes.
Well, Jesus, let this happen, I pray.
It's healing right
yes,
now.
Lord, in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Let it be
asking
so,
you fully, fully, according to your word, in the name of Jesus, let it be so. Thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name.
Thank
God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him. Someone is asking for prayer.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Right. You're asking for prayer. Identify yourself. Tell us what you want to pray for.
I got a call. I have to go into my doctor this morning. My blood sugar, my A1C is up. And this is Ivory Roy. And I'm just asking God to intervene in that. If I go in this morning, I have an appointment this morning.
All right, Sister Roy, let's pray for you now. Lift your right hand. Father, I'm asking you. To touch Ivory Roy on this line. God, you are a miracle worker. You've heard some testimonies today about your miracles. I'm asking you to touch this precious woman. And as she raises her hand for purpose, Lord, I'm asking you to use her hand as a rod. She said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? Thick. He said, it's a rod. Stretch it out over the Red Sea. And the whole sea opened up. One of the greatest miracles ever recorded in the history of mankind. Sea opened up because you were standing before it. It recognized you, Lord.
Yes.
And the whole sea did obeisance. It honored you as never before.
Ooh,
oh, my God. Opened up and the wind blew the ground dry. And the wind obeyed you too.
Yes.
Now, Lord, let this hand be a rod for you. Get in the hand. That when she anoints herself from her head to her toe, not yet, baby, from her head to the toe, she will bring forth a miracle.
Yes.
Sit asking and shall begin giving. I only have to ask you. God, I'm asking you for a miracle. Amen.
Yes,
remember my fast. Thoughts on things like this.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Sister Roy,
take your hand. Yes.
Say this while you're doing it. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be healed.
Push that. I am healed.
Say those words. In the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed.
In the name of Jesus, be healed.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus,
be healed.
Yes. Thank you.
Be healed.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I bless you, Roy.
Be healed.
Amen. Yes. I'm looking for what the Lord does. He does it all. That's all we can ask him. He's in the room. Yeah, when he's in the room, everything is subject to him.
Yes.
Diabetes, cancer, lupus, tuberculosis, carpal tunnel, all that stuff. Yeah. So when he's in the room, it's all subject to him.
Thank you.
He's the maker of all things. He made all these things. They must obey him. Cancer has a boss, and his boss is the big boss, God Jehovah.
Yeah.
He speaks and must leave.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Diabetes has a boss, and when he speaks,
hallelujah.